Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 58 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jacob Lindberg.
But it looks like a purse, or it looks like a laptop case, or then people getting their windows broken out for a $5 item laying in their seat.
Authorities say culprits from car break-ins in Rowan County are still on the loose.
Police are searching for a gas station robber in Pikeville.
Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for a man accused of killing a Hitchens man while driving under the influence.
Moorhead State University needs an assistant vice president of facilities management.
Kentucky is third in the country in education cuts.
In sports, Moorhead State's men and women's team hosts a doubleheader tonight at Johnson Arena.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Showers tonight with a low near 34 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Rowan Countyans shouldn't let their guard down just because a Lexington man suspected of nearly 30 vehicle break-ins in the area has been arrested and is behind bars, so says Sheriff Matt Sparks. According to Sparks, there have been a number of similar incidents in Rowan County in which authorities have determined that 25-year-old Marios Cruz Dario had no connection. He says the best way to prevent your vehicle from being broken into is by making sure that you have nothing of value lying around inside of the vehicle.
We still have people leaving purses and guns. We just in the last week had two guns stolen out of a couple of vehicles in the Cranston area. Like I said, Lockheed Rock. This time of year we get a lot of hikers, especially on these pretty days. We got a pretty good suspect on at least some of those thefts at Lockheed Rock, but don't leave anything in your vehicles of value.
And Spark says if you have to, place those items in the trunk of the car.
Kentucky State Police arrested one man after an 18-mile high-speed chase through two counties. WKYT reports Larry Statton is lodged in the Montgomery County Detention Center after a pursuit through Bath and Montgomery counties last night. Police say they tried to pull Statton over after he blew through a stop sign. They say speeds reached up to 90 miles per hour during the chase. Statton is facing a litany of charges, including wanton endangerment of a police officer, DUI, and fleeing police.
A man was arrested in Perry County after police say they spotted him eating next to them during their lunch break. According to WYMT, the incident happened at the Captain D's restaurant in Hazard yesterday. Deputies say they spotted Neil Martin in the restaurant. Perry County Sheriff's Deputy Tony Eversole says they let Martin walk outside before making an arrest.
We finally slowed down enough to eat lunch, me and several of the guys. While we were eating, we noticed a known fugitive that we've actually been looking for. We've been actively looking for him for several months, and he just so happened to walk into the restaurant that we were eating at.
Martin was wanted out of multiple states for business fraud. He's being held in the Kentucky River Regional Jail.
Authorities are searching for a man suspected of robbing a Pikeville gas station this morning. Police say the suspect pulled a gun and demanded money and cigarettes from a double quick. According to WYMT, the man was wearing a black leather jacket, a mask, sunglasses, and jeans. He left in a dark-colored hatchback, but police do not know what direction he traveled. Anyone with information is asked to call the Kentucky State Police Post 9 at 606-433-7711.
Prosecutors will try and seek the death penalty against a Carter County man who was drunk driving. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins reports.
Last month, the Carter County Circuit Court indicted 23-year-old Dakota Griffith of Hitchens. The October 20th indictment charged Griffith with the August 16th murder of Pauline Oney. According to the Olive Hill Times, Griffith allegedly operated a motor vehicle under circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to human life by being under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs. The indictment charges Griffith for murder and first-degree assault for causing serious physical injury to Jennifer Bradford in the same incident. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Moorhead State University President Dr. J. Morgan says he'll move fast in filling a newly vacated administrative position. Rick Linio, MSU's Assistant Vice President for Facilities Management and the person who'd been overseeing all campus construction projects, has resigned, effective December 31st. Linio will be on administrative leave until that date. With a $50 million renovation project continuing at the Adrian Doran University Center, Morgan says it's critical to find a replacement for Linio quickly. He wants to hire someone who has experience working with state officials on facility matters and would also be a good fit in a university setting.
Because we're an evolving campus around performance funding, somebody that also, you know, understands the higher level parameters there. So I'm hopeful that we can speed this search, maybe get somebody in here in January or so, just because we have to have somebody over here taking care of ADUC and all the other construction projects. We're a campus in transition right now.
Until that person is hired, Director of Construction and Engineering Services, Terry White, will take over facilities management for the university on an interim basis.
The Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Moorhead State announced Wednesday that he intends to step down at the end of June 2018. Dr. Steve Ralston says he's proud of the work his team has done to improve academics at the university. He says the creation of the winter session and the new master's degree program in nursing are particularly exciting. Ralston says he spoke with President J. Morgan about his wishes to step down just before Thanksgiving break.
He tried to talk me into staying. So I want to make sure that people know that this was really my choice. I think the institution's in great hands with Dr. Morgan. And I kind of envy the next person coming in, because I think you're coming in with a president who's got a plan. He's organizing around that plan, and it'll be exciting.
Ralston says his decision to step down is purely personal, and he plans to move closer to his family in Virginia.
Kentucky ranks among the top U.S. states in terms of cutting its education. WMKY's Tilden Johnson has more.
Quoting a report from the Nonpartisan Center of Budget and Policy Priorities, the Lexington Herald Leader says Kentucky is ranked only behind Texas and Oklahoma in terms of cuts to education. Since 2008, Kentucky has reduced its state budget for K-12 education by 16% per student. The Commonwealth is also only one of seven states to have made core spending reductions as late as last fiscal year, with only West Virginia and Mississippi cutting education allocations more than Kentucky. With a possible special session and the regular session approaching, Kentucky's elected officials will have another chance to discuss education funding. For WMKY, I'm Tilden Johnson.
After 8 months of work, the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has opened the new Garrison's New Kentucky 8 bridge to traffic. The $5 million project replaces the previous bridge that stood for 87 years. District 9 spokesman Alan Blair says the bridge isn't 100% complete and needs some touch-ups.
It does include the final blacktop surface for the highway leading up to the bridge, as well as some guardrail, landscaping, other types of work. That will continue some through the winter and into next spring. So we do remind people that it is an active work zone and to pay attention to the warnings. And if people are out there working, there could be flag traffic from time to time. So they just need to be prepared for that.
Blair says the completion of the bridge is expected for this spring.
The opioid crisis was the focus of a federal Senate hearing involving a Bevin administration official. Kentucky Justice Cabinet Secretary John Tilley was among four people to testify before the panel this morning.
This opioid pandemic, it's no longer an epidemic, has had incredible negative impact on our criminal justice system. It's a public health nightmare being handled in courtrooms and jails and prisons, and that is part of the problem.
Tilley says local and state prisons face a major funding issue to treat inmates for diseases related to addiction.
Kentucky's Republican Mitch McConnell says the Senate tax reform plan will deliver the goods for Americans. The bill has cleared the chamber's Finance Committee and could go up for a floor vote in the coming days. According to McConnell, the proposal will fix the U.S. burdensome tax system and bring important relief to those who need it most, the nation's hardworking men and women.
We want to make their taxes lower, simpler, and fairer. That's why our plan will give the typical family of four with a median income a tax cut of close to $2,200 a year. A single parent raising his or her child on a modest income could also see a tax cut of nearly $1,400. These are real savings that can help families plan for their future and actually get ahead.
By lowering the county's corporate tax rate, rather the country's corporate tax rate, McConnell says the GOP tax reform plan will unleash the full potential of a U.S. economy that's been lagging for years.
Agricultural economists say farm income in Kentucky has rebounded from 2016 levels, but remains well below record figures earlier in the decade. Will Clark with the Kentucky News Network reports.
University of Kentucky ag economists predict 2017 farm cash receipts will reach $5.6 billion. That would be a 3.5% increase from last year. They're also forecasting a modest increase in net farm income. Economists say this year's improvements are fueled by higher crop yields, better livestock prices, and fairly stable input costs. They're forecasting slightly higher agricultural cash receipts for Kentucky in 2018, assuming a normal growing season. Poultry remains Kentucky's top agricultural commodity. I'm Will Clark.
The 8th Annual Craft Bazaar for Morehead State University is happening today in the Claypool Young Art Gallery, at least for a few more minutes. The event features arts, crafts, and design by MSU students, recent graduates, faculty, and staff. Justin Pruitt is a senior president of the Ceramics Guild. Although he's a history major, his passion is ceramics. Pruitt enjoys the experience of selling his work at the event.
It's surprising, it's humbling, and it's something that you kind of take home with you because you know that there's someone out there who understands and appreciates your craft and your passion enough to make what you made a part of their life forever.
The annual MSU Craft Bazaar is open today until 5 and tomorrow from 9 until 3 p.m.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 33. On Friday, sunny with a high near 51, Friday night mostly clear and lows around 31. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear and lows around 33. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 57. Sunday night, partly cloudy and lows around 37. In Ashland right now, it's 60 degrees and Winchester 55, Inez 62, Flemingsburg 54, Lexington 54, and here in Morehead, on the campus of Morehead State University, it's 58 degrees. And taking a look at this afternoon's features segment, the Morehead Community Choir will perform Vivaldi's Gloria this Sunday at 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church on Main Street in Morehead. WMKY's Leanne Akers files this report.
One, two, three, here we go.
Choir members have been gathering every Wednesday night for a couple of months now. The group meets in a second-floor practice room in the First Baptist Church on Main Street in Morehead. The members are an eclectic mix of college and high school students, teachers, business leaders, retirees, and, of course, the group's director, Dr. Greg Detweiler.
When I first came here with the university chorus we had at school, I made it a town gown choir. So I love bringing the university students together with the town people. And when I put that away, I transitioned to this, that we'd have something every year for the university kids and for the town people to come together. I just like bringing people together, and I love what choral music does, how it makes the singers feel and how it makes the audience feel. We need moments of feeling great.
This season's piece was written in the 1700s by Italian Baroque composer Antonio Vivaldi.
He was called the Red Priest, a very fiery person. And he wrote this music for his girls at the orphanage. And they were renowned all through Europe. They were going on tour.
Dallas Sammons is a member of the First Baptist Church and sings in the choir there each week. She's retired, but works part-time as a tutor for Morehead State University Athletics.
Oh, I think it's a very unique thing that we have here in Morehead. Most of our churches, you may have an organ and you've got the piano, but you don't have the live orchestra. And when you bring in the live orchestra, it just adds a dimension to the performance that you would hear if you were in a metropolitan area like Lexington, Louisville, New York City. For them, they probably are so used to it, they don't realize it's something special. But for us, it's something special.
Dean Harney is also a church and choir member. He moved to Morehead 30 years ago to work with troubled youth, and the community choir was a bonus to living in Morehead.
I really enjoy singing, enjoy Christmas music, and of course this has a wonderful message, even though we're not singing English in this one. I enjoy it, and it's uplifting to me. I've done it before, so I'm much more comfortable with it now. And hopefully it does something for the people that hear it as well.
Angela Caudill is a student at Rowan County Senior High School. She's excited to sing with performers who have had more experience.
I feel alive when I perform and I'm on stage. A lot of the times, as a high school student, you get choir kids who are in it because they think it's going to be an easy class. But here, you know that everyone is here because they love it, and they're here because they want to be.
Dr. Detweiler says while the singers volunteer their time, the orchestra is paid. Sometimes he doesn't know how that can be accomplished.
That's why I did my first big piece with orchestra. I didn't have that paid for until after the performance. And there was a gentleman that came up and he said, Craig, that was wonderful. Can I do anything? Like, can I carry a chair downstairs for you or something? I said, well, I can take care of the chairs, but I haven't paid for it. And the next thing he said, don't worry about it. It's done. And he paid for it. So it's always worked out.
So it's a God thing.
Yeah. I walk in trust, yeah.
Vivaldi's Gloria will be performed in the sanctuary of the First Baptist Church on Main Street in Morehead this Sunday at 7 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers. It's 4:48 and 58 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jacob Lindberg, and we're glad to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. Located on Triplett Street near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for recyclables. Funded in part through a grant from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management, an additional green trailer rotates among Elliottville, Farmers, Hayes Crossing, and the MMRC Fire Department on Kentucky 801 North. The rotating trailer schedule is online at moreheadrecycling.org.
A double dose of troops. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Morehead State men's and women's basketball teams will both be at Johnson Arena this evening. Looking to snap a three-game slide, the Eagle men will face Alice Lloyd College at 6 o'clock. Morehead coach Preston Spradlin's young team badly needs a victory, but he says beating NAIA member ALC is not a given.
Coach Hammond, you know, I played there, Alice Lloyd. I love that place, and they're doing a great job. I think they're 6-1 right now. The only reason I know that, I spoke to him today, and he wanted to brag to me that he was 6-1, and so he's got a good club. I'm happy for him this year, so we're going to have to play. We're going to have to come and We're going to have to play well at home to get that win.
The MSU women will take the floor at 8:15 against Southern Illinois. Coach Greg Todd says his Eagles will likely have their hands full.
They have a couple freshmen that are outstanding players, and they just sort of reload and should be a good game. They have a record of 3-2. They have played some OVC teams. SIUE beat them in a big game this on Monday, so they'll be ready to play after coming off a loss.
The MSU women will be out to improve on their 4-3 record. Former Louisville basketball head coach Rick Pitino is now suing the university for breach of contract. Pitino's attorneys announced today that he is seeking over $4 million a year from now through June 30th, 2026, a total of about $40 million. The suit claims the university had no cause to fire him after he was tied to the FBI pay-for-play scandal with Adidas. Patino is currently also suing Adidas, who claimed this week that the coach knew and supported payments for recruits. Two NFC East rivals collide in tonight's NFL matchup. WMKY's Tilden Johnson has more.
Tonight, the Dallas Cowboys will entertain the Washington Redskins. The Redskins will be out to avenge last month's 33-19 loss to Dallas. Since then, Dallas has lost star running back Ezekiel Elliott to a six-game domestic violence suspension. Dallas is 0-3 without Elliott. Washington, meanwhile, will be coming back from last week's 20-10 victory over the Giants. In that game, quarterback Kirk Cousins passed for 242 yards and two touchdowns, while Samaje Perine rushed for 100 yards. At 5-6, both teams will be looking to keep their playoff hopes alive. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
In searching for a new defensive coordinator for his team, Morehead State football coach Rob Tenier promises he'll be diligent in his efforts to find the right guy for the job. He has the choices will come down to a few key factors.
Number one is someone that can provide some structure to our scheme, someone that has some knowledge and experience in the profession, someone that can, I think, relate and have good rapport with the players and inspire them and develop some urgency on that side of the football for us.
Tenure needs to replace Zach Moore, who resigned as MSU's defensive coordinator after a 2017 season that saw the Eagles give up an average of 41 points and 466 yards per game to their opponents. Other notes from around college football, Ohio State quarterback JT Barrett underwent minor knee surgery on Sunday. Coach Urban Meyer says he will play against Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game on Saturday. NC State football coach Dave Doran will remain at the school after he discussed the Tennessee job on Wednesday. Doran and NC State have agreed in principle to a new five-year contract worth about $3 million annually. He is now the ninth person to turn down the UT job since Butch Jones was let go earlier this month. And Ole Miss officials have been notified that they will receive their long-awaited ruling from the NCAA Committee on Infractions on Friday morning. The Rebels are accused of 15 Level 1 violations, including lack of institutional control. Raceland plays for its first-ever state football championship tomorrow as the Rams meet Beachwood in a Class A tournament title game in Lexington. With his players about to go on the big stage, Raceland coach Mike Salmons is telling them to focus on the job at hand.
Just trying to stay in the moment, focus on us and get better in practice every day and try to get our game plan installed. Just try to stay in the moment, play each play, not get caught scoreboard watching or caught up in necessarily thinking about winning or losing. We're just trying to win every play. And the way our guys buy in, if you win enough plays, win enough of those battles, in the end, you're going to be happy with the results.
While Raceland is 10-4, Beachwood is 11-2. The game starts at Kroger Field at 2 p.m. Johnson Central, meanwhile, bids for its second straight Class 4A crown on Saturday in Lexington. The Golden Eagles will again face Franklin Simpson in the championship game, who they crushed 48-0 a year ago. Central coach Jim Matney, though, says that result means nothing going into the rematch with the Wildcats.
It really doesn't. It's a new game, a new year, you know, a different team, especially for us. You know, I'm sure they learned a lot playing us last year, and we can't spend a minute thinking that, you know, this game is going to be like last year, because if we do, you know, we'll get thumped pretty good.
Saturday's game between Central and Franklin Simpson starts at 4:30. Morehead State baseball star Nico Hoesizer is among the top 250 Major League draft prospects by the publication Perfect Game. The outfielder is number 239 on the list. Hoesizer was named the OVC's 2017 Co-Player of the Year after hitting 349 while ranking second in the nation with 27 home runs. Finally in sports, Tiger Woods shot a 3-under par 69 for his first round of his highly anticipated return to golf at the Hero Challenge today in the Bahamas. Tommy Fleetwood's 6-under has him atop the leaderboard at last check. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Two home games tonight at Morehead State University. Men's basketball faces Alice Lloyd College at 6, followed by women's basketball hosting Southern Illinois at 8:15. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for WMKY. Stocks rallied to record levels as the possibility of the Senate passing a bill aimed at overhauling the U.S. tax code increased. And at the close, the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 331.67 at 24,272.35. The S&P 500 was up 21.51 at 2647.58, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 49.63 at 6873.97. And, of course, these closing levels represent record closing highs for all three of the major indices. The S&P 500 also had its best session since March the 1st. And, of course, the big news today in Washington, Senator John McCain is now on board with the Republican tax plan, and this greatly increases the chance that it will be passed by the Senate. If the Senate does approve the tax bill as is, both the House and Senate would have to sit down and work on a new bill that they can jointly send to President Donald Trump. The Russell 2000 Index, which tracks small-cap stocks, hit a record high and is up 1.7% this week. And, of course, small caps tend to benefit more from the tax cut, as most get their revenues domestically. The Dow has now notched its first 8-month winning streak since 1995, and the S&P 500 has now posted its longest monthly winning streak since 2007, and both the Dow and the S&P 500 now have been up 8 consecutive months. In corporate news, Kroger jumped more than 6% after the company forecast strong same-store sales for the fourth quarter and posted better-than-expected earnings. Costco shares climbed almost 4% after the company reported an 8% rise in same-store sales for the month of November. HCA Healthcare jumped 6.1% after analysts at J.P. Morgan singled the stock out as a tax cut play. Wall Street also looked to Vienna as OPEC members and other oil-producing countries agreed to extend production cuts until the end of 2018. And in the oil markets, oil was up just barely, finishing with a gain of 5 cents a barrel at $57.35. In the gold markets, gold finished with a loss of 0.625% at $1,278.30 an ounce. Overseas, in Europe, stocks were down, with the Stock 600 index down 0.33%. In the Far East, stocks were also weak, with the Shanghai index down 0.625%, and the Hang Seng index finishing with a loss of 1.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Boeing and United Technologies, while the worst performers were GE and Cisco. In the S&P 500, the best performers were L Brands and Kroger, and the worst performers were Juniper Networks and Micron Technologies. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 50 cents at $73.98, CSX up $1.31 at $55.75, AEP up 48 cents at $77.62, AK Steel down a penny at $4.88, Marathon Petroleum up $1.22 at $62.62, and Community Trust Bank was down $1.90 to finish at $49.75. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and sponsor of Moorhead's Hometown Holidays. On Saturday, December 2nd, the Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair at Moorhead State University, Hometown Holiday on Main Street, and Cave Run Symphony Orchestra Concert at the Moorhead Conference Center. The Moorhead Rowan County Christmas Dinner is Thursday, December 7th at the Carl Perkins Center, and Christmas Parade on Main Street Friday, December 8th. Events and information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
Taking a look at some events around your region, the MSU Adult Learning Center provides new books to children in Rowan County with a storybook Christmas. New books may be left weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. by December 1st, that's tomorrow, at Moorhead State Public Radio, 132 Breckenridge Hall at Moorhead State University. New books may also be left at drop-off sites around Moorhead and Rowan County. For more information, call 783-2871.
And F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby will be performed by the Viking Thespians at the Rowan County High School's Performing Arts Center. Performances are tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow also at 7 p.m. and at 2 p.m. on Saturday. General admission tickets are $5.
That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Chaz Jenkins, Sean Delaney, Tilden Johnson, Ellen Barnett, Arlo Barnett, and Braxton Howard. KNN's Will Clark also chipped in today. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jacob Lindberg and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next It's 5 o'clock.